B-Pod Studios.
Kamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Corey, you have a story that you're going to help me understand because you're engaged and you're going to get married in 2020, but you think your boyfriend's cheating on you. What's going on with Josh?
It's so weird. We've been together for like 4 years and we've been through so much and I love him so much. But 2 weeks ago, he proposed. He did it without a ring, and I know that he doesn't make a lot of money, and we talked about it, and he was like, I'm saving up for the ring, and I want to be able to give it to you in August, and he asked about my input, so, like, that way we could get married in probably, like, spring of next year. So I was going out the other night with my girlfriends, and, like, we were going to talk about the whole party and, like, how we were going to do the bachelorette party, and how we're gonna, like, basically plan a lot of the things for the wedding. And then my really close girlfriend, Allison, she ended up not being able to come. And she was going to be the maid of honor. And I was like, well, let's just cancel it and we'll do it some other time. And it ended up being fine with everybody else because of work. So then I was on my way back home and I walk in and Josh is there. He had like just gotten out of the shower and was getting dressed and was like getting ready to head out the door. And he looked really great. Like, he had cologne on.
Hmm.
It was just really fishy. So I asked him about what was going on, and he just kind of got really weird and was like, "I'm going to meet this this friend of a client." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, why didn't you tell me?" And he was like, "Oh, it was last minute, and it was just really weird. Like, you know, when you know somebody well enough, you know that they're lying."
Yeah.
And so
why would he meet a friend of a client? That's weird.
I don't know. It was like I caught him off guard or something, and he didn't realize that I was coming home. And
like maybe he was going out on a date while you were going out with your friends. He was trying to use that opportunity, that time.
Yeah. And so I basically was like, you know what? No. How about that? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to put my foot down. This is weird. I don't want you to go. I have the night off. Let's stay and hang out together. And I'm not going to lie to you, that didn't turn out well either. We were both, like, not talking the whole time. And I don't know. I'm really upset. I don't know what's going on. We've been together for so long that it makes absolutely no sense to me.
Corey, so, I mean, I hate to stop you, but I think you know. And it doesn't sound good. And are you willing, if we go ahead with War of the Roses, what's your end game here? Like, if you get that solidified answer, are you going to break this off or?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is no way that I'm going to marry a cheater.
Ooh, yeah. Well, yeah, I hope not.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to give him a phone call. Remain quiet until we figure out what he puts on the note. If he doesn't send the flowers to you. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Josh, please.
This is he.
Hi, Josh. Congratulations. My name's Hannah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We are a romantic gift company, and we're brand new. We're just trying to get our name out there. So we did an Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get $100 in beautiful free red roses. Congratulations. We just asked that you tell someone about our services.
Oh, well, that's different, and like this isn't anything that like I signed up for. It's just random.
Nope. Well, it's not random. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and then we randomly select someone.
Okay. I guess that sounds cool. I guess I'd like tag y'all on Instagram or something.
Sure, we would love that.
Yeah. You know what? Send them to Anna. Yeah, basically just like maybe like a little note on the bottom that says, "Hey Anna, sorry that I been kind of distant lately. I'm just kind of trying to get things figured out on my end. But, you know, I definitely care about you a lot, and I'll be seeing you really soon.
Oh, my God.
What did you just say?
It's your...
Who is Anna?
Yeah.
Josh, I'm not Hannah. My name is Loren. You're on the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show on War of the Roses. Corey's been on the phone the whole time, and I'm sure she would like to know who Anna is as well.
Josh, who is Anna? Are you kidding me right now?
Oh, okay. Okay, first of all, calm down.
Oh, don't tell me to calm down. You proposed 2 weeks ago.
I know. Okay, look, this. I know this looks bad.
Yeah.
I know this, like...
Oh, my God,
not
say
what you
more
think,
words.
Okay? I mean, okay, Anna is just a friend. She's just a friend. She's a friend from work.
And
she's
what do you have to figure out?
Who I've never heard of in the four years that we've been together?
We just have to figure out. No, we just have to figure out the inner dynamics of like the deal that I'm making with her.
Oh my god!
This is no, absolutely not,
Josh.
No, we are not getting married. I hate you.
Were you getting ready to go out that night that Corey came home? Were you ready to go out with Anna? Because that's sure as heck what it sounds like. She told us all about that night.
You know, it's really interesting that a bunch of people that work in radio are now private investigators. Like, that sounds like a really great business y'all are running out there.
We're investigators. Okay. It's just a feature on our show to help our audience with cheater scumbags like you.
Yes, because I might have never known without you guys, and I would have married this scumbag.
All right.
I can't. I'm sorry. I can't do this anymore. I hate you. Okay. I'm taking the dog and I'm leaving.
Oh boy.
Okay, that's a bit much.
Okay.
Oh wait. Oh, is that too dramatic for you?
Okay.
Yeah, kind of. This whole thing is dramatic. This is too much.
And yeah, man, you're a liar.
Lied to my face.
You're a liar. You're a cheater, and you got caught. And this is what happens when you cheat.
Oh my! Thanks, guys. Oh my God.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.